100%.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Unless you're out of area, listening to us on the streaming computer, if you go to KQMS.com. Then our phone number is 1-800-521-1989. It's Monday, May 11th, and we're ready to rock. Okay, let's bring in one of our people to help put on the show here. Frosty.
Good morning.
Good morning. Isn't it kind of strange how I always pick you out?
I know. So I was going to say I missed you on Friday. I almost called in.
You sure?
Just to say hi, but I didn't wake up.
You didn't
early.
Wake up. Well, luckily, hundreds of thousands of people do that listen to the show.
You mean you can actually sleep in?
I did. For the first time in a long time.
Wow.
It was nice.
I wonder what that's like.
Even if we try.
It doesn't work.
We're conditioned.
We're conditioned.
Even
yes.
Over the weekend, the biggest sleep in was 7 a.m.
Speaking of soulmates, Linda, good
well,
morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
Yeah, I got a couple things I want to say thank you to. And one more time, Dave Barr, who, if you were listening on Friday, is the most exceptional speaker. We had the great opportunity to hear him Friday evening at Wind River. And he traveled around the world more than once, a double amputee. You don't even go there. The guy should speak at every junior high, every high school across the country as far as a motivational speaker. And I can do that.
Here's a guy that lost both legs, and he had the choice of giving up, rolling over, or to do something. When he came back after finally recovering from the 40 operations he had, he went back on active duty with the South African Army. And those aren't the easiest bunch of guys to have. Hang with. Finished up that tour, came back, saw a 72 Shovelhead Harley. And that the Shovelhead is the way it's called, the nomenclature for the engine. And decided to do something that other people had never done. So he rode 83,000 miles around our earth here, down the Amazon, across the tundra.
To Guinness World's Book of Records for one was the crosses northern and southern, east and west crosses of Australia.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that inspired us that we're gonna hook up with them at the Honor Run in September. That's going to leave from here and join them at the very end and down in Southern California. It should be a grand old time.
The big thing he was is don't give up.
Yep.
You can do it, and no matter what is in front of you, don't give up.
Also, want to thank. Very much somebody who is an incredible artist and a graphic artist who's really been helping me with some poster art and for my upcoming concert, and that's Ty Boss. This guy has just paid such attention to detail. You know they're great when every little detail counts, and they never complain about it. So thank you, Ty. And also, I had my brakes fixed on Friday, and we drove in there. Both cars need their brakes done.
Went squealing into this place.
So American Tire, who was so generous in donating two tires to us for the Missing in America race, we were in there and they said, go to...
Running Brake and Tire.
On?
Wheel, I'm sorry.
Yes.
On Hartnell.
On Hartnell.
Jeff and Jim.
Thank you, Jeff and Jim. Took care of me on Friday. Boom, I was in. Did an outstanding job, and now we take the truck. And so we just want to shout out, good morning, you guys. Thank you so much. We know you listen, and it's always nice to feel like you're being taken care of by the pros. Thank you.
I could address that, but this is Carl Linderbott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, today we're going to talk a lot. We've got a guest in here just for a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about taxes, but we're also going to thank some people, but let's talk about some things like legalization of marijuana. So all you guys that are out there right now, put it down. Have mom help you find the phone. Get ready to call in. News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you people this morning?
We're great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for the big send-off that you guys put up there for McKenzie Saturday morning.
Thank you so much for calling, Bill.
Oh, he was so awesome at that. The family was just so appreciative of what you guys did.
Well, what Bill's talking about is he called us on, I believe it was on Thursday or Friday, and said, hey, look, there's a multi-tour veteran, a Silver Star, Bronze Star winner, not winner, but awardee, that's getting ready to leave town. He's heading back to Afghanistan. So, even, you know, he said, could you please see if we could get somebody there from the Patriot Guard? Well, before I could even do anything, because a lot of the Patriot Guard and other heroes and veterans listen to this show, they already had the word out before I could even say anything. And then that morning, a number of people showed up.
Well, there was a great turnout there. There was one lady came up, she's crying, and she introduced herself, and she said she has a son in the service, and she just wanted to come down and tell him goodbye and wish him luck.
Well, the Staff Sergeant McKenzie is quite the guy.
Another veteran there was, I guess he was going someplace. He's a veteran, and he started crying, and Rob's brother walked up to him, McKenzie's brother walked up to him and talked to him, and he said that he'd never seen combat, but he said just seeing these guys there sending him off and all the flags, he says, I just couldn't keep from crying.
Well, you know, it's the least we as citizens of this country, of this free country, can do is to welcome our veterans home and send them off with our honorably and let them know we care about them, because we do, and the vast majority of the people in this country do care about them. And so it's an honor to do that, just like it's an honor to be there when they are interred.
Well, we were up late the night before at Wind River with Dave Barr, you know, listening to Dave Barr, a guy who both of his legs were blown off.
Oh, man.
Who traveled the world on a motorcycle across the, like you said, the Gobi Desert, you name it, the most extreme conditions anyone could possibly ever survive in. So we get home really late. The next morning, we get up. We get there, and when you walked into the airport and you saw these people, our friends, holding flags, and we got to meet this wonderful veteran and his mom and his family, we weren't tired. We didn't care. It was such
it was awesome.
Yeah. And our hearts were filled with pride that this is one of the beauties of a fine American, and we are proud to be in his and their presence.
Well, we sure thank each and every one of you for all your effort and coming out, and the whole family and everybody really appreciated it.
Well, you know, this is for all of our listeners, is that anytime you've got one of your warriors coming home or leaving or anything like that, please give us a call here at KQMS, at either on our show here or my office at 241-2682, and we are more than happy to get the word out, and I promise you there will be people there to greet them.
So. Thanks to everybody, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you,
Bill.
Bye.
Okay, you know, it was great. You know, and here's this young man. You look at him, you know, two tours in Iraq, three in Afghanistan, and he was there during some tough times. He wasn't there during the days where you could walk around and play baseball. You know, the baseball you were throwing were hand grenades. So, and he truly appreciated the fact that people there and people cared. And I told him, I said, you know, this is the North State. People care. We're not flatlanders. A lot of people down there care, yeah, too.
A clarification here real fast. It's Reading Wheel and Brake, 1885 Hartnell Avenue.
So I said brake and wheel. Okay. Well, now, I want to clear something up out there. Okay, somebody questioned me about it yesterday. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Okay. Somebody said they felt intimidated. They felt like they didn't know if they were a good guy or a bad guy, and I was judging them. I don't judge. Trust me. I don't judge, because then somebody would have the right to judge me, and Lord knows I could be judged. The good guys against the bad guys is real simple. That's you. You look in the mirror every day, And you know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. You know if you've taken responsibility for your life. You know if you've done the right things. And if you have, and you are, then you know that you're a good guy. You shouldn't even care what I think. Because I frankly don't care what you think if I'm a good guy or a bad guy, as long as I care about it. So when I say that, you look in the mirror, you know. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Charlie Moss celebrate their
that story and more in today's Reading Record Searchlight.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindabot. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I really like this place. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the state of California. Espresso Joe's and Kimmy and the girls working there with fix any kind of coffee you want. Now, something was said the other day about Tobacco and Brew not taking checks. And I got an email, you know, because we try to give both sides here. The reason Tobacco and Brew doesn't take checks is because so many bad checks come flowing through there. So to keep their prices low, which they do, they did away with the checks because that was costing too much. And it was causing too much high blood pressure from the owners and all that. He said, you know what, just come in, pay cash, pay, you know, credit cards like this. I just want to get the other side out. It's not because that they wouldn't do it for the regulars or people like that. It's just the fact is that they've just had really bad experiences with it. Now, our quick in-studio guest that showed up, Greg.
And a face about town.
Yes, the man that organized the Bostonian Tea Party ceremony protest walk across the bridge, which was kind of dangerous because I don't think the bridge can hold 2,000 people, which put the Record Searchlight to shame. They had to eat their words, which they've had to do on several occasions. Greg Mann.
Thank you very much.
Greg,
what'd you do with all that money that those fat cat industrialists paid you to put this thing on?
What money? I'd love to see it, but it's not forthcoming, I'll tell you.
you went in a hole for this one, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
I mean,
I'll tell you what, it was for a good cause.
Yeah, and probably wonderful to see the fruits of your labor and the desire of our community that came forth.
Absolutely. We were expecting probably 1,000 to 1,500 at our last estimate, and it just blew us away when it nearly doubled that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So what's on your mind today? Let's talk your deal.
Well, the Bostonian Tea Party, April 15th, when we had that, was not the end game. That's not the end of it at all. We are continuing to marshal forces and grow and put the word out. Right now, we're kind of coordinating some of our efforts behind the scene with Shastax and Willie Preston and Howard Jarvis against Prop 1A in particular. This is the special election May 15th, which is coming up. And so I have May 19th, you're right. I have brought you some bumper stickers here, and I have a whole bunch more that we're going to get out into the community. And the way that we're going to be doing this is several of the folks on the organization team for Bostonian Tea Party are going down this morning at 9:30 to the county clerk's office. We are becoming deputized voter registrars. We're going to be manning registrar voter booths, and we're also going to be collecting signatures on our declaration of reconstitution and also our petition, which is going out to local, state, and federal officials, as well as passing out these nifty bumper stickers and getting the word out about the propositions 1A through 1F.
All right, so that's this morning, 9:30, where?
County Clerk's Office. It's at the south end of the downtown mall. It's basically on South Market Street, the first part that you can't walk or that you can't drive on.
You're collecting names on a petition.
No, they're...
Well, we're signing up deputized voter registrars, and then we'll go take these deputies out into the community, and they will sign up new voters for the 2010 election cycle. Unfortunately, we won't catch them for the special election, but at the same time, we'll have the opportunity to get the word out for those who have already registered and are signed up to vote on Prop 1A.
So you've become a community organizer.
Oh, I'm a community
organizer. Are you Acorn Light?
I'm not Acorn at all.
Okay.
You said Acorn Light.
Yeah.
Well, Let's put it this way. Community organizer is fine. Anything having to do with Acorn, no, forget it. Not going there.
Okay.
So you've got $16 billion tax hike that you're saying, no, no, no.
Absolutely.
Art, what do you think about that?
Yeah, listen, good morning to you three, I guess.
Good morning.
Yeah, he snuck in here today.
On this subject, I'm right in there with you. Everybody in California is already paying the highest state taxes in the history of this nation right now. Prop 1A is nothing more than a tax extension bill if they get this stuff going. We're already paying record sales tax, car tax, and income tax. And these ads that these jokers down in Sacramento are running, they're being run and funded by fellow travelers or the politicians who want Californians to put this guff on them. I would encourage everyone who plans on voting, and I will vote no on every amendment. I'm not going to pick and choose. I'm voting no down the line. I would encourage everyone who has a personal computer, and most people today do, to go in there to your search engine and go to Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association .com. They're the one outfit not funded by politicians, and they're the one outfit that will tell you exclusively what these taxes are going to do and what they're not going to do. And this blizzard of TV ads that they have been running saying how we're going to stop politicians.
Art, we're going to have to take a hard break here, but you're absolutely right, and people have to take a good look at this, because just how much more can they pour on us? Thanks, Art, for your phone call. Greg, we'll get to you right after this break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Fort Wins Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You got gold to sell, he gives you the best prices in town. He will take your old jewelry and make it look new. They got the only watch repair men in Reading. Works on it right there.
I'll tell you. We're going to keep the dollar store in business. We're always searching who has glasses.
You know what? I don't know how we can go out. Does anybody else have this problem? We'll go out to the dollar. We'll buy $25 worth of dollar glasses, and I swear in a week, they're gone. I think the dog eats them. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, on the Prop 13 and something I've been... something to throw out there before it gets all printed up. But apparently Social Security, I guess, has no more inflation increases now for the next 2 years because of inflation's not there anymore. From what I understood, I mean, they're not going to give any, increases on their paychecks.
Yeah, cost of living, COLAs.
Cost of living, that's what it is,
cost of living allowance or increase and come January.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
Also, too, on Prop 13, they were supposed to be raising our property taxes 1%. That's all they're allowed to raise it based on inflation.
Yeah.
So they're going to be printing out our new tax form. So shouldn't there not be no 1% increase on our property taxes?
Well, you know, I'd have to go back and look at your first, precept first to say, is there no inflation? Because, you know, what's going to happen, you keep printing money, you're going to have runaway inflation. You're going to have interest rates of 18, 20, 25% like we used to have.
Yeah, but that's the claim right now, but there is no inflation yet. So these new printouts that will be coming out in our mail pretty soon here for our property taxes, they'll have that 1% increase for property tax and everything else. But then yet on the poor people that have Social Security, they won't have their increases. You know, they're not going to get theirs. So shouldn't they base that off of something?
They should base it off something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But this is new to me, and I haven't heard it, so we'll have to take a look at this today.
Okay.
Now, I thought you were going to ask me, Greg, about this thing where people on fixed income are elderly, where the state used to help them with their property taxes, and just cut that off without warning to anybody. Have you heard about that?
No. Huh?
There was a program where the state used to help people pay their property taxes. And what it would be is kind of like a loan that the cost of these property taxes would be added on. It's like a loan from the government. And when you sell the... when you sell your home, when a home is sold, it would be paid back to the government. So what they've done, though, they've cut that off. So
I heard something on the property tax. If you're over a certain age, you can just go ahead and exempt it, and they'll just put it on your thing, and it's like you don't have to pay property taxes ever again. But it goes as It goes on top of your assessment across on your property. So when you pass away, government gets it then.
Well, I'm not sure if that's it or not. I just know is that they had a program where they were helping people. And that were, that could make the payments on their homes, could do all this, but they were getting help with the property tax, so they just cut them off. So, anyway.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
You know, just, it's another
hey, way, phones are ringing off the hook.
Another way our government
Everybody's
gets there
up
to help
in arms.
Us. Yeah, it's another way our government's there to help us. You know, does anybody have any idea? I mean, we keep electing these idiots.
Well, now wait a minute, Carl. When you say something like that and you mumble under your breath.
Okay, it's not the ones we elect. It's
okay.
The ones other people elect.
No, I'm just saying that you can't come off or sound like an anti-government because government is important in certain circumstances.
Government is there to protect us from
yes.
outward threats. Government's there to provide security for that way. The government is there to provide the infrastructure for you to travel around in. The government is not there to be in our lives and everything.
That's
the government
true.
Is not there like they've gotten into to reign, you know, control over all of us.
Well, if you were a Boy Scout, didn't the Boy Scouts have leaders? There's got to be some leaders, elected leaders.
Yeah, but elected leaders. Let's talk about that. That's a good point. And we're going to get to Tom and Bill here. Here's elected leaders is this. When a Constitution was written, when our founding fathers were there, they never envisioned political hacks as being in office for 20, 30, 40 years. They envisioned people like they were then would come in because they didn't really want to, but they wanted to serve their country for 6 years, 4 years, whatever. And then they go back and you'd let other people serve. But now we've got, you know, this is their job. They're career politicians. And once they're in there, their whole job is to stay in there. Look at Specter. Look at Arlen Specter. What a piece of crap he is. You know, he knew he was going to lose. And his whole thing was not to support this country, not to support the people of Pennsylvania. His premise was he wanted to be reelected. So what's he do? He goes over to the Democratic Party.
Well, I think that's a powerful case of rationalization.
By who? Him or me?
By him.
Well, yeah. He was losing big time to his opponent.
I mean, you can work about just about anything. Like, I killed that person because... And rationalize
oh, yeah.
why you did it when there comes to a certain time when it's very black and white.
It is black and white. And the thing is that he was running well behind the person who was going to go against him in the primaries. What's he do? He shifts parties. He's welcome into the Democratic Party. Of course, you know, they welcome him. That makes him just one step closer to a veto-proof Senate. Now, my friends, do you know how dangerous that is? A veto-proof Senate. Now you've got Congress, which is veto-proof, in the you know the House of Representatives. You've got the Senate, and you've got a Democratic president.
And we have listeners on the phone. Let's find out what's on their minds.
I know what's on Tom's mind.
Good morning, Tom.
Oh, good morning. You had the wrong word. It's filibuster-proof. There's nothing this Congress is going to pass that old Obama would veto. Maybe we ought to ask Joe Lieberman to jump party lines. You know, he ran as an independent a couple of years ago, and he votes with the Republicans most of the time, at least on foreign policy.
He's a pretty liberal guy, but you're right. He's really
over Specter. Good riddance to Specter.
But the whole point is that what happened to serving the people? What happened to serving the people and doing the best for our country? And your whole premise of going back there and changing parties so to get reelected?
Well, that's what's happened. We got career politicians. It was never intended to be that way. I think they should turn the air conditioner off, and then maybe they'd go home and leave us alone.
If they take away the jump-starting those old hearts out that they've gotten there.
You know, one of the troubles is government is only just a product of the people that elect them, and we don't speak with one voice. Obviously, up here in Reading, we elect different representatives, and Massachusetts does with Ted Kennedy and John Kerry and Barney Frank. Or even like the Bay Area. So the whole idea was to keep a check and balance so that no one group has too much power. And what's happened now is the lobbyists are running the country because it costs so much to get elected that they're literally sell their soul to the lobbyists that gave them the money to get elected. And lots of times these lobbyists, they'll support both sides. And so... you know, there's a push they've been trying to do in California. We're one of three states that it takes two-thirds vote to raise taxes or to pass a budget. And the Democrats have been hammering at that for years because the Republicans, the way the districts are drawn, will never be in a majority again. But they're a sizable enough minority that they never can get that 54 votes in the Assembly and 27 in the Senate to pass a budget with a huge increases in taxes. They managed this year, but just think how much worse it would have been if it would have been a single majority vote.
It can be worse.
It could be worse, you know, and I'm not trying to say that to make us feel better what we got. I mean, here we're looking at an 8.25% sales tax, and the Bay Area, it's 9.5%.
Wait, okay, quick, tell me what this sound is.
Big sucking sound out of my wallet.
Thanks
all
a
right,
lot, Tom.
Tom. We have a bunch of other callers on the phone. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll catch you on the other side.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, who wants to listen to Hannity when you can listen to us? Okay, Bill, you're
big
up.
Big chest.
Bill, you're up.
Yeah, hi, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Bill, what's up?
Hey, I was calling about this Proposition 13, and after hearing the spin for 30-some years, I think it's about time somebody that lived through it actually said what happened.
Okay.
And the politicians have been lying through their sweet lips for 30 years now.
Yeah, you know how you can tell if a politician is lying?
Yeah, their mouth's moving.
Yeah, their lips are moving. Okay.
Or their eyes are twittering. Anyway, what happened was they got that 13 passed. Okay, at that time, back in the late 60s, early 70s, I was paying about $58 to $75 a year state tax, California. There was no payroll deduction. Okay. After Proposition 13 went in, President Reagan, which was a good president, but he wasn't a great governor, and I'll explain why. He stiffed the people so bad in the state of California, he introduced that state income tax payroll deduction. And in two or three short years, I went from paying $75 a year to the state of California at the end of the year to paying almost $1,300. So when the politicians cry that the Proposition 13 costs them all this money, they're lying through their teeth. And when you're paying multiple thousands of dollars to the state of California for taxes on your W-2, you can thank Ronald Reagan for that. Well, his going away party was to really put it to the people, and that's how they made up the money for Proposition 13. So losing money is just a fat lie.
Okay. Well, Bill, thank you very much for that.
Okay, Carl.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Coach Bob.
Hey, Carl, here's the deal.
Okay.
If I hired you to be a representative for my company and you went around the country representing me, and all of a sudden I found out one day that you're going to change allegiance to another company, you're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is fraud.
It is.
He was elected on the basis of a lot of people voting block for a party. I don't care what party it is. It doesn't matter. You don't change parties. You're changing allegiance.
That's right.
You are fraudulently engaged now. You should be summarily fired and immediately.
They should have a recall election.
Absolutely. And it should be instant. And it ought to be
emailed
right in the next morning. He's packing up his office.
It should be in the Constitution someplace that if you want to change your party in midstream and betray the trust, and this is what I'm into, he betrayed the trust
exactly
of all those people that voted for him. He betrayed them, and for that, he should not be rewarded by being allowed to stay in our party. He should not be allowed to continue to be paid. He should have just had the honor to resign. Let somebody else that would have been elected in there serve out his term. And then if he wants to run in 2010, let him run then. But
he's
a man of no honor.
No, absolutely not. And frankly, you ought to give him a sword and let him do like the Japanese did way back when.
Oh, you know what he'd do? No, he'd use that sword on his constituents because that's exactly what he did then. Coach Bob,
that's correct.
Thank you.
That's correct. Bye-bye now.
Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I'd like to talk about Washington, D.C., but only in a better mood and a better attitude.
Okay.
Hey, this weekend,
you know what? We changed.
I had the privilege of going to Washington, D.C. with the Honor Flight Program with Tom and Debbie Johnson with the AMVETS.
Oh, great.
We took 30 World War II veterans from the Northern California area, from San Francisco to Washington, D.C., to the World War II Memorial. It was one of the most fantastic, life-changing events that I have ever been involved with.
You've been on, you were on your show, or the people representatives were on our show talking about
this. We're talking to Rob Burrows right now.
I went with representing the museum and as a guardian.
Right.
And we're going to do two 30-minute programs with Channel 11 with footage. I took about 5 hours of footage and about 1,500 pictures. And we're just going to put this whole program together and show the sponsorship of our veterans in our northern state and this opportunity that they have through the Honor Flight program to go back to the World War II Memorial and to be able to see their monument. Senator Dole was there. They got to talk with him. They got to get pictures with him and see the monument. And most of these folks are in their late 80s and early 90s. We had six women veterans with us. And it was just a fantastic opportunity for everybody that's involved.
And that is one of the most, Rob.
We went back, and that is one of the most beautiful monuments. It is incredible.
It is. Okay, hey, Rob, I can't wait. You know, you got to get stay in touch with us so we know when it's going to be on Channel 11 so we can get that out to the people.
All right.
Hey, Rob, you're a great American partner.
Hey, you know, we do what we can do.
Hey, you know what? We stand up and we be honorable, unlike some people that we've talked about earlier today.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, look, this is Carl and DeBott. We've got some people on the phone. Gary, hang on. We'll get to you as soon as the break's over, as soon as we shamelessly sell stuff to keep us on the air. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're in our last few minutes, so let's be quick. Gary, you're up.
Good morning, sir. My concern is you've been speaking about Obama and the Congress being all Democrats. I'm just concerned no one seems to realize what's going to happen if two conservative Supreme Court justices go down and he gets the Supreme Court as well.
Well, you know what? I only had so much room for bad news today, Gary. But thank you for just running the rest of my day. You're right, though, is that, as you know, Souter is saying he's going to resign. And that's no big one because Souter is he's usually leans to the left. Ginsburg may probably be the next one to go. But you're right, if Clarence Thomas or Scalia, one of those guys dropped, you could see a dramatic change in the Supreme Court.
Well, especially with him trying to nominate individuals who want to legislate from the bench.
Well, that is just, you know, that is such a scary thing. And, you know, but both sides do that, you know, even though they may say they don't. But some, you know, there are justices out there, as we've seen in our state, that legislate from the bench and will override what the people say.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you.
Hey, we have something very special that is happening today in town. And right now in the studio with us is a gentleman's voice I'm sure many of you have heard in the land through the years.
That's all, but folks.
And
oh, no,
his
not that
name is Jim Bremer, and you're here to talk about the Fortress.
Yes, the Flying Fortress, B-17. I'm, first of all, thanks for having me on the show this morning. I know I just kind of popped in.
Oh, but, we love it.
But I'm with the experimental.
$20 you dropped on the cable.
Hey, you know, cash counts, right?
Right.
Anyway, I'm with the local chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association, and we are bringing to Reading. Today, as a matter of fact, a B-17 Flying Fortress. It's going to be flying in between 11 and 11:30. They're going to be doing a pass over Benton Field and then landing at Reading Municipal Airport. So if you're out and about, you might take a look up in the skies and see if you can see it. But it's going to be open for flights and also ground tours tomorrow and Wednesday. The flights are kind of pricey, $399 if you sign up in advance. And you can do an easy payment plan for that. But it is expensive to operate that airplane. It burns about 200 gallons of fuel an hour. And with aviation fuel over $4 a gallon, that adds up. And it is a salute to veterans tour for the ground part of the tour, which is roughly from 2 to 5 tomorrow and Wednesday in the afternoon. People have a chance to walk through the B-17. And that's only $5 for adults, $15 for a family. Kids under 8 are free. Now, veterans and active military do get the ground tour free. So, Carl, come on out, and we'll let you walk through the plane.
So they can go to a website right now, our listeners, so they can see what we're talking about. Where do they go?
They go to b17.org. That's b17.org. Let me give out the phone number, too, if people do want to book a flight. You save about $25 if you do it. Like this morning, it's going to be cut off at about noon today or 1 o'clock. But the 800 number is 800-359-6217. Also, I'd like to give out my cell phone number if people have questions about the tour. We had several calls this morning.
Or if you're just lonely.
Well, we just want to talk to somebody, you know, a shoulder to lean on. Thanks to KQMS, by the way, because we've had several calls this morning from people who've heard the publicity on it. Anyway, my cell phone number is 524-5744. It's off right now because I'm on the air, but it will be on again shortly. So if anybody has any questions.
Jim's a great guy to talk to.
Now, tell us about this bomber that we'll be seeing.
Well, this one actually did not see combat. It was built late in the war. The Experimental Aircraft Association, the national chapter, bought it, restored it, and they take it on tour every year, various places around the country. This is the second time this plane has been here. We had it here 2 years ago, and it's just a lot of fun. I had a chance to fly in it from Reading to their next stop that year, which was Eugene.
Whoa.
It was a blast. I got a little piloting time in it. I got B-17 time in my pilot logbook, which is really neat.
So is it loud?
Yeah,
so
it's loud.
You get the whole, this is the real deal.
Yeah, when those engines fire up, they're huge radial engines. I forget how many horsepower, but when they fire up those engines, I mean, you know it.
Okay, so, Redding, when you see a bomber flying overhead,
don't panic.
Don't think that it's sent by President Obama.
It's not
for a photo op.
Actually, it's not. There may be a photo op, but it's not intended for that. We won't be flying near any monuments.
Don't worry.
Such as
when you see something flying low over Redding,
okay,
call your senator.
Where again, before we close?
It's going to be at Reading Municipal Airport at Reading Jet Center, which is off Flight Avenue. Not the main terminal building, but the road that's toward the north end of the airport,
right.
Flight
right.
Avenue. But
hey,
come on out. Check it out.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Linda, who's on tomorrow?
We have actually Alvin.
We have Trish.
We have Trish Spinner and
Jim
Alvin and the we're going to be talking about Alvin and the 10 hot chicks.
Or the guilty ladies.
And the guilty ladies.
Or something like that. You know what? We wanted to talk about marijuana, but look, you people took over the show again, and here we are. But just remember, hey, this is Carl Lindebaum on Free Fire Radio. Hey, Joel, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Whiskey River, faded my memory, mine, the wetness of its soul.